So it generated 82 shot attempts in the last game. That's a number that if you can do that every game, it's going to be pretty successful, aren't you?
Well, so if you go back to the analytics over the year, we wouldn't put a heavy weight to the value of shooting every puck. We're not really a Corsi shooting team, that idea that everything goes to the net. You know, I guess it is a sign you're on the right end of the rink if you're getting those kind of shot attempts. But we wouldn't. That wouldn't be part of how we try to get the puck to the net. We had the puck a bunch, especially as the game went on. We had more opportunities to get it to the net. I think we were good with that. We got some blocked up top, too, that we'd like to get better at.
Did you feel like the 40 shots on net then were a little bit high compared to the good chances that you got?
I wouldn't think that the chances in the game were relatable to the regular season based on the way the teams defend. So put up 40 in the regular season, I think you're getting some high-end offense in there. I don't think there was a tremendous amount. We had some good chances. You had Nick Ehlers in alone. We had a couple of rattle around the goal line there, but there'll be less obvious offense in the series.
I know you said Matt Hendricks is not playing, but what kind of role does he play even when he's not playing?
He brings his personality to training camp, and he's been the same guy, right? He loves coming to the rink. He has an appreciation, as most older players do, about how good it is to be in the NHL. And whether he's in the lineup or he's out of the lineup, he's in the room. He's running the music a lot of days. Coaches are happy about that when he gets the chance. So he's like a present positive force in our room.
Paul, apology for going off the subject of the playoffs a bit this morning. Ken Hitchcock has announced his retirement from coaching this morning. Do you have any observations, stories about crossing paths over your career with Ken?
I think we were in opposite conferences for the most part of all of it. It is some really powerful teams in Dallas. I think 9-1 in Greensboro one day. Yeah, that's what I remember.
Paul Blake sort of suggested that having to go through the lesson of a comeback and just sticking to the message in the third period early was almost maybe a good thing. What are your thoughts on how that affects the future here?
Well, we've talked at length at the playoff experience for our team. We felt we had real good regular season experience this year and learned a bunch of things, but then you have to go through that process. What's it like when you give up a lead? What's it like when you get down and you're in the third period? How do you handle it? And the success that comes off winning a game, and all of those are really important things to capture.
And what would you, going into tonight, like to improve on based on a game one that was good but not perfect?
We didn't like what we gave up off the rush. We think those are fixable things. And we think that both teams are going to get quite a bit faster. Some of the tension that all of the game one games maybe have had in that first period, I thought we got better as the game went on with it, certainly in the third. But I think you're going to find this to be a quite a bit quicker game. They'll move the puck better, so will we, to kind of get into the rhythm of the series.
Is Mathieu Perreault still a game-time decision?
They all are, yep. Everybody is. You are too, Sean.
You've had to deal with so many injuries throughout the regular season and adjust your lineup accordingly. Can that help if you're in a situation tonight where Perreault isn't able to go?
For sure. Having a guy come out of your lineup, so whether it was we had three or four centermen out at one point in time, certainly three or four defensemen out at one point in time. So having a player come out of your lineup doesn't have there isn't that wonder what the team's going to look like tonight with that kind of player out of your lineup. We've lost most of them at one point or the other, so we've got good experience with that.
If somebody is drafted again,
nope.
For his game.
Nope.
If someone's a game-time decision.
Oh, here we go. See? That's what you started.
So what's a game-time decision for game two? Does that mean he's very likely for game three?
I would say if somebody is a game time decision for game two, he's very likely to be a game time decision for game three.
Paul, is there a any update on Toby Enstrom and where he's at?
He would be in that group.
Has he started skating again?
We've had him on the ice, yes.
Paul, if Jack Roslovic was the
Beatles. Very well done, sir.
And the and Perot was the Rolling Stones, what song would you be humming this morning?
It'd be all Led Zeppelin. It usually is.
Hey guys,
all right, well done.